is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Lanes blizzard, Trump settles. I'm Christopher Cruz. The first big snowstorm of the season has hit parts of Wyoming, North and South Dakota, and Nebraska. And the storm has now swept across Minnesota. It's caused hundreds of crashes there and one death. National Weather Service meteorologist Lisa Schmidt in Chanhassen.
That caused significant travel problems across much of the state, including some road closures.
Whiteout conditions and blowing snow in parts of southwestern Minnesota have police telling people to stay off the roads. President-elect Donald Trump has settled a now six-year-long lawsuit in which former customers of his now-defunct Trump University accused him of fraud. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
Donald Trump had said he would never settle the fraud suits against him and Trump University, but now that he has to concentrate on the transition to the White House, his lawyers wound up settling cases in California and New York for $25 million. People who took courses claim that Trump U failed to deliver on claims that they teach Trump's secrets to success.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Obama ends his foreign travels this weekend. He's at an Asia-Pacific summit in Peru. He'll reportedly try to calm concerns among some foreign leaders about Donald Trump's election. Correspondent Athena Jones in Lima with the president notes that Trump opposes international trade deals.
President-elect Trump has been skeptical of a series of international agreements. Chief among them is the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He has called that 12-nation trade deal a disaster. We know from congressional leaders on Capitol Hill that that deal is not going to come up for a vote in the lame duck session of Congress. That means that it is dead.
A fourth straight Saturday of protest in Seoul, South Korea, as many as 30,000 people demanding the resignation of the president. Prosecutors plan to question her about her ties to a mysterious advisor. 17 new cardinals from five continents named today by Pope Francis. They're from Africa, Asia, Oceania, and North and South America. Their homelands include Papua New Guinea. Three are from the United States. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Uber says it's now going to hire drivers who've been convicted of minor offenses.
The company says they'll expand their pre-screening program known as the Fair Chance Pledge to Connecticut and Rhode Island early next year, after starting the program in California this year. Cab companies have often complained that Uber and other car services have a competitive advantage because their drivers don't have to pass a rigorous background check. Those convicted of sex offenses, driving offenses, and any violent crime are still prohibited from driving for Uber, but people convicted for such crimes like fraud, petty theft, prostitution, or harassment will now be eligible. I'm Hank Silverberg.
Former Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling has dropped a lawsuit claiming the NBA, his wife, and others conspired to illegally sell the team for $2 billion. Sterling's lawyer says a settlement was reached and Sterling is, quote, very happy with the outcome. But a lawyer for Donald's wife, Shelley, calls it a capitulation. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Cold and breezy for this afternoon with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Overnight tonight, chilly. A low of 29 degrees, mostly cloudy. Then for your Sunday, lots of sunshine, a high near 48 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 26. Sunny on Monday with a high near 53. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome into Around the House. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I don't know about you, but man, I woke up this morning and I thought, is my heating and cooling running? It's loud. I thought, what was that? And I go out into my living space, my living room, and there's rain on the skylights. And it's been a long time when you know you don't recognize the sound of rain in your home anymore. So be grateful there's rain outside. I went and moved my window boxes out to my deck today and get my pansies all watered up and let all that good stuff from the rain come in. So we're very grateful to have it lightly raining this morning. It's not supposed to be raining by kickoff. So I'm hoping that is still true. I haven't checked it this morning. It's 7:06 if you're just joining us. And we are live in studio with The Tile Shop. The Tile Shop is that huge store you see. Where exactly are you guys located?
We are at 8220 Kingston Pike in the old Rooms to Go building across from Chuck E. Cheese.
Across from Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, we all know where that is. So Justin Cunningham and David Smith are with me this morning from The Tile Shop. Welcome, gentlemen. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having us on.
Excited to have you here. It's so fun to talk to somebody that is so focused on what they do, that you guys just do tile. That's what you do. And so you have an advantage because you actually are a corporate company that has over 100 stores.
Correct.
And you produce your own tile. A lot of your own tile. So therefore, you guys are really tile experts and have a lot of quality control.
Absolutely. Correct.
As well as easy inventory that can be moved around.
Sure.
So yes. We don't have long wait times for tile at the tile shop.
Not at all.
Not typically, anyway.
Not typically.
I mean, I realize it happens. I hate to say never. All right. So let's talk about buying tile. We had a little discussion off air about tile and how if you got to be real careful if you're going to buy overruns or out of stock or anything like that in a big box store.
Absolutely.
They have these special deals. Be careful of special deals. Mm-hmm. I was talking about a run that I had, a 20-foot run down a hallway, and my tile guy came to me and said, I'm 16th off square on each tile. I said, okay. He says, this is a 20-foot hallway. And I thought, uh-oh. So he said, in 20 feet, I'm going to be more than an inch off. And you'll see that as you look down the line, because this was a straight laid tile. And he said, where'd you get the tile? I said, well, the client bought it at a, you know, whatever, big box store. And he said, okay, you got to tell him, and I'm not responsible for that. Because that, a 16th of an inch, you think, wow, that is just little.
16 feet, that's an inch.
Exactly, but it's a long, in an inch, anybody can see.
Yeah,
looking
absolutely.
Down, looking down the line. And I remember the first time I ever had this guy lay tile for me, I looked down the row and went, whoa, it's like a laser. So it is really important. And so buying tile, let's talk about types of tile. There are so many types of tile today.
There's tons of them. From the man-made, you've got your porcelain, ceramic, metal, glass, all sorts of types. Then you've got your stones, your travertines, your marble, slate, granite. There's so many different types of tile out there, and there's so many different applications for each one. It's best to get some knowledge, I guess, when you're buying this tile on where and what is best for your situation.
Ah, so it is situational.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. You can't put a 16 by 16 on the floor of a shower.
You can't.
Not on my watch. I know what's coming.
Well, you can.
You can.
We can. We'll get to that later, though.
Okay. All right. So talk about situational awareness. Talk about using very large tiles in very tight spaces, things like that.
Yeah. So, you know, talking about situational awareness, when you're going to buy a tile, you really want to think about your area that you're tiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a contractor or somebody that you're working with, you definitely want to talk to them about it before you go buy it. But, you know, like you're talking about in a shower, if you have a regular shower with a center slope drain, you can't have a tile bigger than a 4x4. Most likely, you really need a 2x2.
Yes, thank you.
So,
I appreciate you saying that.
It really just depends on the size of the area, where you're at. Is it outside? If it's outside and it gets weather, you only can do porcelain unless you have a really thick paver travertine.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things. I mean, you got to talk about the abrasion, the water absorption rate.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger tiles in smaller areas can be tough, but is that the design you're looking for?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just really depends. Every situation is different.
What about wainscot? It's a wall tile.
Sure, yeah.
That you're not necessarily in the shower, but you're on the wall.
Yeah.
And can you talk a little bit about tile ratings?
Yeah.
Because some are rated for the floor and some are not.
That is correct. So, you know, there's a different, there's wall tile and there's floor tile. Floor mm-hmm. tile is strong enough, it's rated for the floor. And you can put it on a wall. Wall tile okay. is not strong enough for the floor, hence wall tile.
Mm-hmm.
And typically you're going to find those with a porcelain being a lot stronger for the floor and a ceramic really made for the wall.
Okay. But there is ceramic made for the floor.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. What else do I need to know? The trim pieces. That's really important. When you go to buy tile, if you can't get the trim pieces that you need, we have to have a way to do a finished edge. And if you don't like Schluter, which is a metal edge or a grout line showing on the edge, you want to discuss that with your contractor.
Absolutely.
Before you go ahead and do something. Because
you want to finish the job. You want to be able to finish the job.
Right.
You want to have that good, clean, custom look. And I think in a tile shop, we kind of specialize in that, to finding that term bull nose, and people out there may say, what's a bull nose? I'm not, does he have a ring through his nose or something?
You're going to come out. Right. David.
But that's what kind of sets us apart, and being able to have those finishing pieces in the actual stone that you may get. Now, we talked about travertine a minute ago. We talked about marble a minute ago. There are so many different varieties when it comes to those particular stones. You can't just say marble, and marble comes out one way. You know, marble, there's how many, I don't know, countless varieties and color variations. And we also are going to have that trim piece to finish that edge in that particular stone.
That's huge.
It is huge.
Because if you ask the tile setter to finish an edge, there's only so much they can do. A lot of times in travertine or in marble, yeah, we could hone the edge. But do you want to pay them to do that?
Right.
Whoa.
We've already done it for you.
Yeah, exactly. And when it's done for you and you can buy it in a quantity made situation, you're always going to have a savings that way. And it definitely, finished from the manufacturer will give you typically, now I don't want to insult any tile setters, typically a more consistent edge, a more, you know, that custom look edge. Although I have tile setters that have done it all themselves, and it's amazing what they can do. It's just very time consuming.
Oh, yeah. No,
very
they can do some
consuming.
Amazing things.
Yeah, they're craftsmen.
Yeah, they are.
They really are.
It's impressive. All right. So care and maintenance. Now, you may not want to put marble in your shower. Might not be the best choice. It just depends. And do you mind sealing it? Because you're going to have to seal that stone.
Yeah, so, you know, with stone, you're going to have to seal it. With porcelain and ceramic, not necessarily, but you still have to take care of your grout. So when you're doing maybe a marble shower, a travertine shower, it has to be sealed 100%. Now, do you get a six-month sealer? Usually they get those, but there's 10, 15-year sealers that are definitely recommended, so you're not resealing it every 6 months, 7 months.
And I think that the conception is out there that I hear pretty much on a daily basis that maybe from an old school term where the sealer didn't last as long as they are today with the progression of technologies and things of that nature, that after 3 years, you don't have to go back and seal it again, or you don't have to go seal it every 3 years. If it lasts up for 12 to 15 years, then why wouldn't you put marble in your shower?
Yeah.
It's not any more care than anything else that you would put in there if you do it right.
Well, when people hear sealer, they think, oh, I'm going to have this special thing to do this special.
Absolutely.
No, you just paint it on there. You can roll it on, but you just have to make sure you get it into all the cracks and crevices and whatnot. Mm-hmm. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your questions today, this morning, live as we're live with the Tile Shop, coming back with more. We're going to be talking about trending and design next, when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, East Tennessee, A&C Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. A&C Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. A&C Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us, 865-588-1333, or visit acgeothermaltn.com. A&C Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
Since 2002, Truitt Electric has been the local leading Knoxville electrician for residential electrical services in the East Tennessee Valley. They take great pride in the work they do, which is what sets them apart from the competition. While other companies offer electrical in their services like a side item on a menu, Truitt Electric proudly offers electrical as their main entree. So you can feel good knowing that they've been mastering the skill of electrical work for many years, as opposed to offering you a menu side item like plumbing and painting. Call Truitt Electric and experience the difference. 865-549-7 D15.
Wine lovers, we have wonderful news for you. You can now find Amber Falls exceptional international award-winning wines in wine stores and restaurants in the Knoxville area. So be sure to ask for Amber Falls wine the next time you're there. They're world class. Even though Amber Falls Winery is located in Hampshire, Tennessee, why not check them out online at amberfallswinery.com? That's amberfallswinery.com. If you love a great wine, ask for Amber Falls wine. Now available in East Tennessee.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. By now, you should be pouring your second cup of PG Tips tea or your best latte or whatever your favorite warm beverage is. Settle in. It's raining outside. Go check it, because it's hard to believe. We are live here with David Smith and Justin Cunningham from the Tile Shop. Gentlemen, I'm glad to have you with us this morning.
Absolute
pleasure. It's our pleasure being here.
If you want to talk to these guys during the week, well, you can visit them at 8220 Kingston Pike in the old Rooms to Go. Nice building, beautiful building on top of a hill. Or you can call them at 293-0322. 293-0322. And then you can also go to their website, tileshop.com. Tileshop.com. Excited to have you guys here. And I know that you have these little, I call them vignettes.
Yep.
Of tile set out in, so that we can actually see it. Because when I go into a tile shop, and I do this, but when I go into a tile shop, I still have trouble just sticking a couple 2x2s and a 4x6 and a 16x16 together. I get the color.
Sure. Right.
But you don't really get the feel of the textures and the sheen and all that until you see it in a quantity. sure. on the wall or on the floor.
And more often, people are more visual anyway.
Well, we are. As adults, we are very visual. As students, when we were in school, you know, we learned to do audible learning and, you know, but we're so much more visual than right. we are anything else.
Like
so.
Food, we eat with our eyes too, right?
Or anything else. It's going. I'm just kidding. All right, trend and design. Traditional is not out
no.
by any means. By any means. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the timelessness of tile.
Sure. Yeah. It's funny. You can almost put a time stamp on certain projects of tile that people do if they do something that's super trending right then that might not be next year. But you can always go back to your classics. And East Tennessee is really heavy in the traditional sense with a lot of your trims and your travertine. But that's the type of stuff that'll last 20, 50, 100 years.
That's amazing, yes.
I mean,
how long has the subway tile been around?
How long has the subway been around?
Right.
It was a subway tile before there were subways, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's amazing, that subway tile. And it is, and I've been in New York City, and it is really amazing. That
yeah.
tile has been there.
It's timeless.
For more than 100 years, some of them. I mean, it's great, maybe not 100 years, but a long
sure.
time. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So timeless, the styles, even the things that we're doing today, like travertine, which...
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, was that going on 50, 60 years ago? Not travertine.
Well, yeah, I mean, travertine's been around for hundreds of years, thousands of years. Now, as far as bathrooms
but in the,
go,
yeah.
No, I mean...
It was more use in a commercial application,
okay.
more so than a residential.
Because of the durability.
Right.
Right.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls here with the tile shop. If you have a question about a project you're thinking about doing, maybe you just have a question about the size of tile that you should use. We're going to be talking about some of that, but we're taking your questions now at 656-8255. All right, let's talk about, shapes. Let's talk about the size of tile.
Okay.
Because right now we see a lot of very long tile.
Yes, more so lately, and it seems to be trending, is tiles getting bigger and mm-hmm. bigger and bigger. You know, what's big right now is the wood look tile.
Yes.
And they've come a long way
gorgeous.
With the looks of it. You know, the durability is fantastic, but it went from, you know, say maybe 6 inches by 24 inches. Now it's, you know, 6 inches by 100 inches. I mean, it's crazy
yeah.
the size and lengths that these things are coming in. And I mean, that's what's trending now. It's a good look.
It is a good look. However, installation of
yes.
a very long tile mm. is very important that you understand how to do that, especially if you're doing it yourself.
Yes. You know, the longer the tile you get just the way it's made, it cannot be... it's hard not to happen, but it's going to have some bows in it
mm-hmm.
just because of the nature of the material. So you want to... stagger it on thirds. There's so many different ways you can install
wow,
it.
Wow, on
but,
thirds.
I think we need to kind of still stick with some general rules of tiling. If it's a small space, a smaller formatted tile would ideally
sure.
be suited for that space. Mm. Larger space, yeah, a larger formatted tile. Mm. That's just kind of a general rule. But, you know, there are no set rules as far as tile is concerned. It's kind of a personal thing.
Well, that, and you throw a designer in there, it's all out the window.
Right.
And I mean, I love that. I love that designers are my world. I love the things that they create are just fantastic. That we just finished a home that we had completely done both levels right. of the home. Huge project. And I walked in and it just took my breath away. It was so beautiful. Mm. And the designer had a lot to do with that.
Right.
I mean, obviously the quality has to be there for it to be.
It has to make sense too, right?
And it has to make sense, right?
And for the space.
The choices that they made with the designer's help obviously made that a huge success for them. And they're thrilled. They're just thrilled with the whole thing. It's just fun to see. All right, so we got the wood look tiles. What about glass and metal? Are you still seeing a lot of that?
Still seeing a lot of that. More so now, some water jet cut marble with glass maybe. You're seeing the arabesque or lantern looks. Those are really popular right now. Metal is still in. I'm still seeing a lot of it. It's maybe not so much as I was, you know, a couple of years ago, but
I see a lot of tiles mixing.
Right. Yes,
there's
absolutely
a lot of stone with glass, stone with a metal look, whether it's metal or not. It has a look of metal, and patterns that have a mix of materials in them.
Sure.
Very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we talked about, you know, styles, and everybody has their own style, you know, the traditional style, the old world, rustic, whatever. Mm-hmm. But tile can be so unique to you, to your personality, with this day and age that you don't want to be cookie cutter like someone else.
Yeah.
Those type of things. And really, there's no rules as to what you can and cannot do. We don't want to put you in a box. Anything that your imagination come up with, we can, you know, if that's what you want.
It's incredible. I mean, and today, with the glass tiles that have the backing on them, we no longer have to have a special tile setter to set glass tile.
Right.
Because I mean, used to see bubbles and streaks and, you know, trowel marks and stuff behind glass. Or the guys would coat the back of the glass. I mean, I can remember paying extra when my client chose glass tiles because the setter had to put something on the back of it.
Right.
He just wouldn't warrant it. From seeing the trowel marks and stuff, because, you know, mortar.
They got to change the color too.
Yeah, and and so there was so much going on with glass, but they have really taken that to the point of not perfection, because nothing is perfect in our world, but close, and it's really quite pretty. And to the untrained eye, it is perfect, and that's good enough. I mean, it really is. It's not a perfect science. Tile is not a perfect science anyway.
It's
beautiful. All right, so let's talk about linear drains, curbless showers. This is one of my favorite topics.
Sure. You know, more and more trending, linear drains, curbless showers.
Explain a linear drain, Justin.
A linear drain, so your traditional shower is going to have a center slope drain. You know, you're in the middle of the shower is going to be your drain with a little circle. Now you've got these linear drains, you know, maybe it'd be 4 inches by 2 foot, and it sits on one side of the shower. It's a sleek look. Now, if you do use a linear drain, depending on how that shower sloped, you can use a larger format tile. You don't have to use a 2x2 or a 4x4.
You're killing
me. It's a game changer.
But if you do use a larger tile in the shower floor, you just want to make sure that it's got some texture to it.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely don't want to put a large piece of slick marble on the floor, and then next thing you know, you're hitting the floor.
Now, the thing about linear drains, too, is it does pull the water out faster, because it actually allows that water to roll into a long space.
Right.
Still goes into the same size drain, but you're getting more water out of there faster.
Right.
All right. So there is more expense in a linear drain.
Oh, absolutely.
It is definitely more expensive. And you've got more of the material, so it makes sense that it's more.
Mm-hmm.
When you see it and you see how it's installed and how it works. And typically, if you install a linear drain, you're going to have to move the location of the existing drain if you're remodeling.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because it rarely is in the right spot.
Right.
In fact, I don't know if I've ever seen it in the right spot for a linear drain. However, it leads me into the conversation of curbless showers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't have to do a linear drain and a curbless shower, but it sure looks nice.
Oh, it looks beautiful. Absolutely.
I get excited about that part because you open up so many avenues for so many different people and so many different styles that you can choose. Used to be that center drain, you were so limited to the size.
And sometimes the slope was horrible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so with taking that curb out, I focus in from a mobility standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
For some elderly folks that are out there that may have some mobility issues and don't every day want to step over that curb,
mm-hmm.
it makes sense, and it's a practical use, not from a style standpoint, but, you know, actually being practical.
Actually, I think it is from a style standpoint, mm-hmm. too, because I think it's beautiful.
Sure.
These are not handicapped bathrooms.
Right.
These are bathrooms that are elegant,
yep,
beautiful, stylish, and nobody will ever think about this as a handicapped bathroom, I promise you.
Right, no.
There's no way, because these are done like luxurious spas. They really are.
You create wet floor for your bath.
There you go.
Right.
There you
Clean go. Lines. It's smooth. It really is beautiful.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We got the Tile Shop live here in studio, and we're taking your calls, and we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
There are some things more important than politics, but we can't think of any right now. So we're talking politics and letting you do the same. We are Election Central, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Did you know that Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply in Bearden is open to the public? They can supply you with all your home landscape, fertilizer, weed control, and seeding needs. Well, you know, gosh, you say, I can just run into the big box store and take care of that. You know what? You can't do what John Gardner and his team can do. These guys are amazing. They do soil tests. They will write out an actual plan from this point in the fall all the way through next year to give you the lawn of your dreams. This is where the experts come for advice. This is how they solve the issues that they see in the landscaping and places that they take care of. Dickens is a Tennessee-owned company and is also the authorized Toro dealer for Knox County. That means that Dickens has all the residential and commercial zero turns, as well as a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. Come by where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, they have a new location on Balm Drive and a huge showroom for you to take a look at all the things that they offer to help you have the envied lawn next year. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located on Balm Drive. Call 588-1993, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
Are you the one who carves the holiday turkey? Does it feel like you're sawing through it? Well, the problem is your knife is not sharp. You need to bring your carving knife to the place you use to sharpen everything, Kinney Sharpening. When you bring your knives in for sharpening, you'll also notice that Kinney has a great selection of holiday gifts like GoVolt flashlights and Tech-X and Case knives. Have a sharp holiday season with Kinney, that's K-I-N-N-E-Y, Sharpening, at the corner of Murdoch and Lovell Road near Harley-Davidson, or call 671-1281.
Well, we've been waiting, and it's finally here. The dreaded dun-dun-dun cold nights. Hey, is your heating unit not ready for the first cold snap of winter? Don't take a chance on your unit not making it. Call the team to trust for your home, Pioneer Heating and Air. With over 30 trucks on the road, they'll get to you fast. Whether it's winter maintenance or trouble with your unit, Pioneer can help. All service calls are just $49.95.
Pioneer Heating and Air.
Pioneer today, 922-2817, or online at pioneercomfort.com.
Temperatures will continue to fall throughout the afternoon. For the afternoon, we're looking for those temperatures to be from 45 to 48 degrees. Scattered clouds will be around, and it will be breezy with west-northwesterly winds at 5 to 15. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, a low temperature of 29. Bundle up if you head out. From the local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, wow, we've got the experts in the house. The Tile Shop is here with me this morning, David Smith and Justin Cunningham. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
How do we get a hold of you guys during the day?
You can call 293-0322.
293-0322. And your website?
Tileshop.com.
All right, unison. Try it again. One more time. One, two, three.
Tileshop.com.
Awesome. That's a good job. If you haven't guessed, we're having a great time here this morning. These guys are a hoot, and they are wide awake. All right, let's talk about DIYers. A lot of us love to do things ourselves, myself included. Way before I was a general contractor, I loved to do things myself. And you guys really do help the individual that wants to do this themselves. You walk them through each individual process.
Absolutely.
And there are many. And if we don't do this right, I promise you, in a year or so, you're going to know.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to be pretty, and you're not going to want to do it again. I mean, you're not going to want to redo it
right.
in a year.
No.
Because let's face it, if we're putting tile down and we're doing all kinds of activities, including new commodes, new sinks, right. new vanities, we don't want to redo that in a year.
No, you all don't. Right.
So let's talk about DIY tips.
Sure.
Techniques.
Tips.
Tips.
First thing for a DIYer is to learn some patience.
Oh, don't have a time schedule. Yeah. This is not a one-hour project.
Remember to breathe.
That's funny. Well, it's true because we panic. You know, we've got four or five, whatever, $100, I don't know, whatever it is, depending on the size, in sitting there.
Yep.
And if something doesn't go right, we kind of go, oh, I've failed. And sure. that's not necessarily true. I mean, I've laid tile before, and you put it down, and if it isn't right or it isn't where you want it, you pick it up and you scrape it off and you do it again. You know, there's lots of things to consider.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things I find with some of the DIYers is, A, you know, we talked about time. Mm-hmm. First of all, they need to just take their complete time and plan it out, not get in a hurry. But the main thing I see is where they kind of skip a step is their underlayment.
Oh, maybe you're singing my song.
They do the no-no and just tile straight to the subfloor, which is never a good thing because then we go back to the, you know, well, I don't even know if it lasts a year there, but, you know, a month or two later, everything's popping and cracking.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I see people just forget the step of, you know, using a backer board, then setting it to the floor and using screws every 6 to 8 inches. I mean, just simple stuff like that gets skipped where it can be costly.
Yes.
You're redoing it.
Yes. And there are different types of underlayments for different floors.
So
there are
many.
Different thicknesses
yep.
because we need different strengths for different reasons.
Right.
So all these things are important. So when you got a place like the tile shop, you can be a resource for the people that are looking for help to do it themselves. I'm going to take Bill's call. He's got a good question for us this morning. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning, Dawn. And thanks, tile guys, for being there this morning. It's a good time for me to ask my question.
Mm-hmm. Well, we love being here, Bill.
I'm glad, and you guys should know the answer to this. I have some ceramic tile that has been installed by a good installer, and the grout that was used is, I guess, a standard. It was about 8 years ago, so I don't know if they have some new style grout now, but a regular sand grout, maybe, you know, the other,
sure.
So it wasn't anything special.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It held up for a while, and it was sealed, but my fault, I didn't know about any maintenance on grout. And now it's starting to get it's starting to break down in one area, and it's spreading.
Uh-oh.
It's like a disease. And and I'm like, okay, we're going to have to either redo all this or repair it. But what is the maintenance that typically could have avoided this? And then what? And then the second thing is what's going on right now that is degrading the grout, either because of the lack of sealer or I'm confused about
you
what's
said it's
going
been there
on.
And, what 8 years, Bill?
Yeah, about 8 years.
Yeah, grout unfortunately is a necessity with tile. Not everybody likes it, but you have to have it. You know, it provides strength through your tile. Grout's come a long way. Now, while it's degrading now, yes, you should seal it every so often, but it also depends on the grout that was used. There could be some movement in the floor that's causing, you know, some of that grout to start to crack up and kind of pop out. There's probably, you know, a million different things that could be causing this.
Too much water in the original mix.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
There's so many, like I said, different things that could be causing it. Now, are you wanting to pull it up and regrout it, or are you just trying to fix it for
now? It's not very pervasive. It's just in this one few tiles, and
sure.
I wasn't sure if the fix would be to reseal the good part or to just put a small layer of grout on top of it and sort of regrout it, or...
Yeah, well, I mean, you can try to regrout it, but chances are it's not going to stick to each other.
No.
It never really does. And then sealing it, yes, it will help it, you know, moving forward from stuff penetrating it. Man, but as far as, you know, fixing those holes now, I'd say if your best bet is probably to dig out, you know, a few lines, you know, a couple inches here or a foot, depending on the area, and regrout that area.
Kind of use that as a test area, too, for the rest of the space.
You know, that...
that's a patience thing. You've got to take your time if you're going to regrout.
And, you know, seeing pictures of it could really help. So that's one of those things. If you want to give us a call here in the next little bit, and I can set up to where you can send me some pictures, I could probably... help you out a little better.
Yeah, but we can come up with some ideas, and there's some products out there that can help that situation, you know, whether you just want to do a test area of maybe getting some grout release and trying to get the grout line cleaned up and then regrout it just as a test, and then we have those products that we can help you out with that.
Okay, cool.
Well, because of the, you know, I can do it, but you guys know it best and know the details of what to buy and how to seal it,
exactly.
So definitely I will call you. And then the other question I had is, and I know you're probably going to talk about it, the new type grout that has, and if you can explain this new type grout that...
You talking about the power grout?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, there's a lot of new...
It's real hard, or it's not, maybe has some downsides to it, which I'd like to know, I guess.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
What you're referring to, was it power grout? Is that's what
well,
you're
talking
about?
Well, he's talking about new grout.
Yeah.
It's either. That was my question, right. Bill, is are you talking about epoxy or are you talking about power grout?
Oh, I've heard of epoxy, but yeah. I didn't know about poly, but I've heard of the epoxy that's kind of
Power grout is what I would consider the newest breakthrough in tile.
Sure. Right.
Grout.
As an antimicrobial and also a sealer within the grout itself.
Yeah. And it is a good sealer. Epoxy. He's shaking his head.
I mean, the epoxy grout, if you can
tough
get it in, it is very tough
very
to work
tough.
With.
Right.
Because it's a two-part epoxy. I mean, it's literally, once you start mixing it up, you only have so much work
together.
Time.
Putting on a polished stone or something?
Yeah. So epoxy grout's great if you can get it in. And of course, your small little area might be good to test it with. I don't know. Once again, I need to see it. But
right.
That epoxy grout, it's
well,
tough.
Well, let me ask you about the poly. If you were to do a new floor and you put the poly down, do you have to seal it? Is there any maintenance on that grout?
It's power grout, Bill. Power.
Oh. Yeah,
power.
There's
no maintenance.
Power. No maintenance. Once you put it in, you're good to go.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good
absolutely.
Stuff.
Okay. I learned something new today.
Good deal.
Bill, come by and see us. 8220 Kingston Pike, right across the street from Chuck E. Cheese. Come on, see us.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up with a final segment with the Tile Guys at the Tile Shop here, right here in Knoxville. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Hello again. This is Matt White with White's Marble Works. This holiday season, consider a gift that your entire family can enjoy this year and for many years to come. Let us help give your family a beautiful kitchen with our custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. With hundreds of colors and styles to choose from, we can give you something you'll be proud to show off this holiday season. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us on the web at whitesmarbleworks.com and let us help get your home ready for the holidays. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
and I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com.
The Tennessee Vols are kind of a big deal around here. We got you covered with daily sports reports and the Vol Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we have the Tile Shop live in studio having a good time with these guys. They're too funny. This is the kind of people you want to talk to about your project with tile because they are very passionate about what they do. David Smith and Justin Cunningham this morning from the Tile Shop, the manager and the sales consultant, David Smith, assistant manager?
Yes.
Assistant manager, yes.
Wow. I
want to make sure I get that right. All right, so let's talk about contractors. you know, we have folks that we use, and we really have vetted those people.
Sure.
But when I think about somebody coming in and buying tile, I would be scared to hire someone that I didn't know.
Absolutely.
In my home, handling a lot expensive material, understanding what grout goes where, because if you start using things like Detromat, you better get the grout in the right spot,
Absolutely.
The right kind in the right spot, because there's two different ones involved. So there's a lot of things involved in tile that I, as a homeowner, may not know. So how do I get a contractor if all I'm going to do is just a tile floor? You don't need me. I'm a general contractor.
Sure.
I'm going to plan the entire scope of the room
right.
and execute the whole thing for you, and happy to do that. But if we're just doing a small thing, how do we find somebody that's going to do a small job for one thing?
We have them. We have a list of installers that we've vetted.
Okay.
That we communicate with, get to know. So if you come in and you're completely confused as to what your project and what you may need, then we can provide you with that list you can contact on your own, and we'll just kind of hold your hand through it.
Okay, good. Because also, as a consumer, if I don't know those names like Bullnose, Swan Molding, Corners.
Sure.
Yada, yada. Right. What is a rectified tile? Right. I don't know what that is. You know, I mean, as a contractor,
it sounds sexy, though.
It does. And it is. So if I don't understand all that, I need you to talk to my contractor that's going to install this. Because
Absolutely.
We want to be on the same page before we start cutting tile.
Yes. I've seen it one too many times. We're talking off air. You know, people will come in and say, all right, my contractor, he's starting work tomorrow. I need my tile now.
Here's my list.
Or, you know, half the stuff's not on there. The biggest thing about doing a job, whether you're doing it yourself or you're doing it with a contractor, is communication, and timing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember to breathe.
Don't forget that.
Planning.
Planning ahead. Whether you use one of our suggested contractors or not, I mean, you want to make sure that all the details are figured out before that job even starts. So if you're in the middle of a job and your contractor looks at you and says, where's the Bullnose, and you don't know what Bullnose is, that's kind of a problem, because then that just delays the project.
Oh, it's going to be a problem, because
Absolutely.
They're going to leave.
Yeah.
And then you got to find them again to get them back.
And then again, we're back to the visual again.
Yeah. So
it's not going to look right.
Right. If you just let them, I'll do that for you.
Right.
Well, what does that mean?
Right.
I'll do that for you. What does that mean? Because what it means for me might not be what it means for the installer. And then we've got a bigger communication problem, and then we start getting into the pocketbook because those things cost a lot. So when you say vetted, are you mean you check to make sure they're licensed and insured?
Absolutely. They're licensed, they're insured. We've actually called references. We've gone to see their jobs. We want to make sure that anybody we recommend is going to do a good job. Period. Because I mean, that's kind of putting our name on it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're
it's our reputation that's out there, and their reputation as an installer too. So it benefits them. I mean, to do a good job, we ask that you know, do what you say you're going to do. You know, if you're going to show up on time.
So do you check on them after the sale? Do you check
absolutely.
With the client?
Absolutely. That's one of my responsibilities.
There you go. See, now that's huge.
Yeah.
Because the future, as they say, is in the follow-up. I love following up and meeting face-to-face with clients at the close of the project and maybe a month or so later.
Right.
To just go in and look them eye to eye and say, you know, did we perform the way you wanted us to?
And that's a feel good, you know, and you want that, you know, to go out and do your job every day. You want to get that satisfaction. It's not like a paycheck at the end, but it's a little bit more. And we work on customer satisfaction at the tile shop. I'm not happy until you're 100% satisfied. You're happy with the job. Makes me feel good.
Exactly. Of course. And it makes them feel good, and it makes them tell their friends.
Absolutely.
And that's how we all grow.
Tile's an investment.
It is. It's an investment of planning, of time, of expertise, of obviously cash.
Yeah. Fashion.
Did we say fashion. That? Yes, fashion is huge. Oh, we're doing a tile shower for the first time in full stone slabs. And I got to tell you, it is a beautiful, I can't even tell you, beautiful shower. Very expensive. And it is so stone, solid stone.
You can do that these days.
You know what happens with stone? It has little cracks in it that you can't see. So the first thing that happens is the first slab, they pick it up with their proper equipment, bam. And it didn't break. They didn't drop it. It had a slight crack somewhere. And so, you know, you got to be patient.
Right, sure.
This is not man-made material many times. And so, you know, if it got a slight crack or came out of the ground with a slight defect in it that is not visible, it can happen.
It can happen.
You know, and so we carry on and, you know, we're going to just wait for that slab. We got other things to do. But you got to be patient, and things are not always going to go, especially when we do them ourselves exactly the way we planned.
Right.
And I love DIY projects. I really do. I take them on all the time. Right. I help friends, you know, and I'll tell my friends, are you going to do that? Well, call me if you need me. I'll help you. They'll go, you don't want to do that. You do that all week long. No, actually, I would gladly help you with that.
And then sometimes you can't see what's behind that wall. You start getting yourself, digging yourself a deeper hole. Well, I guess we're going to have to do some more work, right?
Okay, so if you vetted these contractors, if I can't get them, can I call you?
Absolutely.
Ah, okay. So you can get a hold of them.
Absolutely.
Because that's a big fear for a homeowner too is, you know, they get 80% of the project done. They paid out 80% of the dollars, but it's not finished yet.
Right.
And 20% is not always enough to make somebody come back in when, you know, I mean, let's face it, and that's how contractors get their name. So it's nice to know I can call the tile shop and say, hey, I talked to John Smith and he came in and started, but he hasn't come back, and it's been a week or whatever it is. Oh, well, let me just go ahead and get a hold of John Smith for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or we take him off the list and send someone else.
That hits him in the wallet. And
exactly.
Nobody wants any money taken out of their pocket.
But at the tile shop, we pay you for the tile and materials.
Correct.
And we pay the contractor for the
work. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So how does the warranty work?
Well, the warranty, if you use all our product, top to bottom, and it's installed properly, we'll warranty that job for 25 years.
Really?
Absolutely.
Say that one more time.
25 years, if everything is installed properly and you used all of our product.
Set of materials,
everything, we'll do a 25-year warranty on it.
Wow, that's great.
Absolutely.
That goes into, is it installed properly?
Of course.
That's why we like to use reputable contractors.
That's where the vetting comes in, right?
You don't want to use a buck and a trowel guy and save, you know, a couple bucks a foot on a floor that's getting installed, and then they do it wrong. Next thing you know, you're paying twice as much now because you wanted to save a couple bucks in the beginning and didn't get a proper quality installer.
So do you go over the install with a new installer? Do you talk to them about this is how this is installed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We have a reputation to uphold them.
Of course.
We want our word to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do that vetting. And some of the contractors out there, we become, friends.
Mm-hmm.
They know our standards.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure they uphold those standards. So that means follow up, in a courteous way and call, hey, how did the job go from your aspect?
Right.
And then I'm going to call the customer. Well, how did the job go from your aspect?
Right.
It's just constant. It's not like we entitled to have a day off. When you're dealing with someone's home, somebody's going to look at something every day. You're going to be able to live with it, and they want to be excited every time they look at it, whether it be in a backsplash or whether it be in a shower. You want to enjoy that for that 10, 15 years or however long.
Oh, yeah, forever. I mean, really, a tile can be a really almost forever thing, really.
Absolutely.
Until you're just sick of it. I mean, 25 years, yeah. I'm going to want to change something more than likely. We're girls. We don't want to do more than 25 years.
That's funny.
The other thing that you do that I like is you have classes. Talk about the classes.
Well, we get classes every Saturday morning in our space, free of charge, whatever project you're working on.
Really?
Yeah, whatever. Whether it be a backsplash, whether it be any sort of demo, whether it be on a concrete slab, whatever project you're working on, the folks at the tile shop have the expertise to go through the stages. Mm-hmm. So you have patience and you're able to breathe through.
Okay, so every Saturday at 9:30
mm-hmm.
at the Tile Shop, 8220 Kingston Pike.
Right across the street from Chuck E. Cheese.
Absolutely.
All right. And you give classes, and then also I would say what I learned from you today is that if I take a picture of what's going on, like Bill had a problem with the grout, take a few shots of that. Give us a broad picture, then narrow it down, and write, close up of the issue. And then bring it to the tile shop and let them look at it and then use their expertise to help you go through it. And you guys would help them walk through it. Let's do this.
Absolutely.
This is the plan. All right, great. Thank you guys for being here.
It's our
pleasure.
I've
enjoyed
having us.
Both of you.
Absolutely.
I hope you'll come back and see us again soon.
Thanks.
All right. The Tile Shop, Justin Cunningham and David Smith, manager and assistant manager, respectively, they're located at 8220 Kingston Pike, the old Rooms to Go showroom. 293-0322, 293-0322 is the number, or go to tileshop.com, tileshop.com. Don't go away. We're going to take a little break for news and weather, and we'll be right back with another hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
On the heels of a thrilling double-digit victory over the Packers, the Titans now prepare for the Indianapolis Colts. This Sunday, Lucas Oil Stadium, Titans and Colts. The award-winning Titans Countdown is on the air at noon Eastern. Then the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith and Frank Wycheck. They bring you the call of this game at 1 Eastern. It's Titans and Colts this Sunday on this Titans radio station.
The Titans and the Colts, Sunday at noon on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It's real estate time in Tennessee. Jeff Jarnigan here, and as you know, I spend my Saturdays in the fall announcing the games. With thousands in attendance, my performance always comes down to getting the call right. The same is true in today's competitive real estate market. And with your equity on the line, you can't afford to make the wrong call. Who I trust for my real estate needs is Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty. He knows what it takes to get your home sold fast and how to get you top dollar. Selling or buying a home is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why Ryan works directly with his clients, so you won't be handed off to another agent. You'll get to know him as a friend and trust him, like I do. To find out how to make your best move, call today to list or buy. Call Ryan, 693-SOLD. He's the personable realtor who calls you back. That's 693-SOLD. Or go online to RyanColeman.org. Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty.
Equal housing opportunity. Certain restrictions apply. Separate contract and inspection appraisal apply.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Crashes and deaths. Trump settles. I'm Christopher Cruz. A blizzard has caused hundreds of crashes and two deaths in Minnesota. Parts of Wyoming, Nebraska, and North and South Dakota got hit Friday. We spoke with National Weather Service meteorologist Lisa Schmidt in Chanhassen, Minnesota.
We had widespread snowfall totals ranging from 10 to even 25 inches in far northern Minnesota. Winds gusted to between 50 and 60 miles across much of the state, which created blizzard conditions.
Police are telling people in some parts of southwestern Minnesota not to drive because of whiteout conditions. The Trump Organization has reached a $25 million settlement in the lawsuits against the now-defunct Trump University. Attorney Patrick McCoughlin represented some of the students.
You can't do better than when somebody puts up the money and you get your money back. And that was really what our concern was.
Some of the 7,000 students of the now-defunct school will get all of their money back. I'm Christopher Cruz. President-elect Trump is to meet with Mitt Romney today. There are reports Romney could be named Secretary of State. Correspondent Jessica Schneider says the former Massachusetts governor was harshly critical of Trump just a few months ago.
Back in March, Romney stood on a stage for 20 minutes and talked about Donald Trump, not mincing words, calling him a phony and a fraud.
Trump has settled on two strong conservatives for his first cabinet picks. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions will be his attorney general if he's confirmed. Sessions is known for his strong positions on illegal immigration. Conservative Representative Mike Pompeo of Kansas will lead the CIA. Pope Francis continues his efforts to reshape the Catholic Church with the appointment of 17 new cardinals at a ceremony at the Vatican today. Correspondent Delia Gallagher was there.
These are some very interesting choices. Once again, Pope Francis going for the outsider. Many of these places have never had a cardinal. Bangladesh, in the Central African Republic, in Papua New Guinea.
Three of the 17 new cardinals are American. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
You might have read about this. Facebook and Google are stepping up their efforts to remove fake news websites from their advertising platforms.
The fake stuff might not be easy to spot, like the report that Donald Trump is a secret lizard person, or that Hillary Clinton is really an android in a pantsuit. Among the suggestions to fact-check that breathless transmission of this just in, experts say use some well-known and reliable websites to check accuracy. Try factcheck.org, Snopes, or the International Fact-Checking Network at the Poynter Institute. Think twice if the story comes from a weird URL, and above all, be skeptical if you can't trace a quote or even a video back to its original source.
I'm Jan Johnson.
Now this real news, the Zika virus no longer considered a world health emergency. The UN's World Health Organization made the announcement on Friday about the mosquito-borne virus that's been linked to birth defects. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Cold and breezy for this afternoon with temperatures in the mid to upper 40s. Overnight tonight, chilly. A low of 29 degrees, mostly cloudy. Then for your Sunday, lots of sunshine, a high near 48 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 26. Sunny on Monday with a high near 53. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you missed the first hour, David Smith and Justin Cunningham were here from the Tile Shop. If you want to talk with them during the week, it's 293-0322, 293-0322, or go to tileshop.com, tileshop.com. If you missed the whole segment and want to just catch up on what David and Justin had to say, all you have to do is go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com, click on the weekend shows, then click on Around the House, and then scroll down just a little bit and you'll see podcasts, and they'll be by subject. So you'll see on today's tile and our new guest, which is home inspections. So don't be afraid to do that. Newstalk987.com. There's lots of podcasts. So if you missed a show or two and you want to catch up, that's a good way to do that. I want to welcome Brass Tacks Inspection Services, most explicitly Ethan, the owner of Brass Tacks. Welcome. Well, welcome back, actually.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me back.
It's great to have you here. Great to have you here. I hear great things about you all the time from several different people, so I'm really always excited to have you on.
Wonderful. I love hearing great things.
Home inspectors, you know, you guys get a bad rap a lot. You really do. And we do have some very good home inspectors in the area. We really do. We have a handful of really good home inspectors. We have many home inspectors, but a handful of really good ones. And I like that. I like that several of you have been on the show. We're careful who we invite on the show as much as possible because we really value the information and our listeners. And since you've been on, actually, Ethan, we have been told that we are the number one listened to show on the weekends. So
wonderful.
Congratulations to professionals like you that come in and make this show so great. I appreciate you all the time.
Well, we appreciate you too.
All right. Let's talk about inspections. There are so many things that have changed in real estate. And one of those is your home is going to be inspected if you're selling it. And if you're buying it, you want to have it inspected.
Yes.
So home inspectors are really important. They can make or break a deal. They can also make or break your next 10 to 20 years of living in many ways. So it is so worth it to have a home inspector, A, that knows what they're doing, B, that you can trust, and C, that's going to give you a nice, clear, concise, expert opinion on this purchase? Because like most of us, this is the number one purchase of our lives.
It is. And that's why I take what I do very seriously, mm-hmm. because you're relying on me and yeah. that trust that you give me to give my opinion of your hopefully soon to be house.
Yeah.
Pretty critical. And
well, especially for those of us that may or may not know a lot about building, that may not know a lot about the structure itself. Mm-hmm. Those are huge things that we rely on you to do and know. And no home inspector's perfect. Nothing is perfect. But for the most part, you guys catch the big deals and you will keep us from making a huge mistake for something that's fairly obvious to a trained eye.
And that is really what home inspections are about. They're right. not really designed to catch every single little thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the major reason for them is to catch material defects, big things that could really make or break you personally.
Say for instance, we ripped out a bathroom, gosh, probably 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an HVAC system that had been installed after as a separate unit. And they cut floor joists.
Yes.
And right next to an old ceramic tub that was recessed in the floor. And so they cut it, put it right next to that. So there were two or three joists that were cut. I don't know why the floor didn't fall in.
Let me give this caveat. Home inspectors can only inspect what they can see. If it was hidden, by insulation. Insulation's a huge thing can hide things. Mm-hmm. I have seen issues where insurance companies would claim it was a maintenance issue, and you're sitting there going, am I supposed to pull out every bit of insulation in the house and scan below it? But at the same time, there are a lot of telltale signs, especially water. Water is mm-hmm. probably the number one destroyer of all things.
Yeah, water is not our friend.
It is not.
Not in the wrong places, especially inside a home.
It's great.
Oh my goodness.
It's the great life giver and it's the great destroyer at the same time.
Exactly.
And usually when you have water issues, there are other signs. There's one of the big things you use, aside from your eyes, is your nose. Being able to smell that musty smell.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you'll see water pooling in places it shouldn't. Really good and experienced home inspectors are always going to check out underneath kitchens and bathrooms. If you're in a crawl space and a basement, those are the two major areas to look at. And I personally like to load the plumbing as much as I can. I will drain or let water run for a while to just see if the pipes are going to leak. And it doesn't matter. It could be a brand new house.
Mm.
And that's part of one of the questions I get a lot is, well, should a new house be inspected? Absolutely.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And it's not that somebody is bad at what they do. It's just sometimes things can get missed.
Exactly.
And I've been in new houses where trunk lines were disconnected from the rest of the HVAC unit. I've been in there where maybe one or two drain lines were
just not glued.
Exactly. And it's whether they were waiting on a water test to be done and just kind of got overlooked. And it's not that they're bad. It's just that accidents happen sometimes.
Right. Well, and, you know, sometimes I'm going to get in trouble for this.
Go ahead.
Plumbers are notorious for, you're in my way. I'm just going to cut this out of my way. And then they don't tell anybody.
That's back when I was building houses down in Brentwood. I had a plumber and I loved listening to him. He said, you know, I really like the fact that electricity can flow uphill and that they can do their stuff after I do it.
Well, and that's what happened is I was putting in a interior vac system in my house and all I was going to do is stub it in because I was on a budget. It was my first, you know, home here in Tennessee and I wanted a nice condo. So I put in that built-in vac system.
Those are great.
But I didn't put the unit on for years later. Well, I can remember going in at night and just looking to see what was done, like everybody does, and looking up because the plumber had been there, and my vac system was cut because it was in the place of where he wanted to put his drain.
Yeah.
But there was no note. There was no flag. There was, I would have installed this unit years later and it wouldn't have worked because there was no vacuum, you know? And so you've got to keep your eyes open. And that's something you would have seen is this pipe just cut open in a void for 6 inches. You know, I need a couple of couplings and a small piece of pipe and it's done.
Right.
But if I didn't see it and didn't know it, thank God I caught it.
Yeah.
I mean, because I didn't have a home inspector at the time. That was 18 years ago. Home inspectors were not as popular or not as prominent.
Well, not only that, you're exactly right. They weren't regulated, which it's kind of a bittersweet relationship with regulation. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it really limits things. At the same time, it brings everybody up to a standards of practices that is established across the board. Well, in Tennessee, there were no standards until 2006. I'll give you a perfect example. When I first had my very first house, I was 21, 22 years old. Okay. And the guy, I was still remodeling kitchens and bathrooms back then and knew a little bit what I was talking about. Not much, but you know, the guy sent his granddaughter under the house to inspect the whole crawl space. I'm sitting there going, what are you talking about? That's
He was an inspector?
He was an inspector, but there was no licensing back then, and anybody with a business card could call themselves an inspector.
Oh, my goodness.
So now there are hours of classes you have to take, continuing education. So they've brought it up to speed, and the you know, there are certain things that you do look for system by system. You look at the roof, you look at the crawl space, you look HVAC system, and you really want to make sure everything's functioning well. A lot of people ask me about codes.
Yes.
Home inspectors, really, we're knowledgeable of codes. The thing is, there's no set way to know what code which jurisdiction has adopted. The city of Knoxville is different from the county of Knoxville.
It's different from Farragut, is different from Loudoun, is different from Blount.
Yeah, you deal with it all the
exactly.
time.
And the other thing is that if your home was built in 1940 and it has not been remodeled in any way, it is probably up to the 1940s code. So is it code today? I doubt it. Is it going to be code in anything that a professional remodeling company does? They will bring it up. They have to bring it up to code.
That system, yes.
What they touch.
Yes.
But not the whole house. There's no way we could do that. That would be crazy. So the code question is a relevant question. We've got a lot more relevant questions that we're going to get to. I'm so glad you're here. Ethan from Brass Tax Inspection Services and Around the House. We'll be right back on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24/7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, Knoxville, Truitt Electric is the East Tennessee specialist for your residential needs. Electrical work is all they do and the complete focus of their business. Truitt Electric's years of experience and residential focus ensure you get the best service and results for your peace of mind. Call Truitt Electric now and receive $30 off surge protection, $200 off panel replacement, 50% off smoke detector replacement, or $25 off one light installation. For peace of mind, call Truitt Electric at 865-549-7015.
Hey, East Tennessee. ANC Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. ANC Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. ANC Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us. 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. ANC Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
Thinking of a gift for the entire family? Games and Things has great deals on all in-stock and special order pool tables. With holiday movies and bowl games coming up, be sure to check out the largest selection of theater seating in the area. For those last-minute gifts, see Games and Things for cue and case combos, darts and dartboards, poker chip sets, table tennis, foosball, and air hockey tables. Or if you can't decide, get a Games and Things gift card. It's your holiday destination, Kingston Pike at Level Road, Games and Things.
'Cause life should be fun, fun, fun.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Ethan Hotchkiss, CPI, Certified Professional Inspector.
Sounds
like
fancy, doesn't it?
Does. And he's got an official seal and everything. But actually, the guy knows what he's talking about. Brass tacks, inspection services. I like that, brass tacks. If you want to talk to Ethan during the week, his number is 315-8225, 315-8225, or brasstacksinspectionservices.com. Brass tacks, T-A-C-K-S, inspectionservices.com. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
If you have a question for this home inspector, this CPI, Certified Professional Inspector, you can call us at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. I laughed when you walked in, Ethan. You handed me this book.
It's great.
He says, just look, take a look at this book, and if you have any questions, you know, go ahead and ask me. I got a million questions. I can't do this in just a half an hour. I mean, wow. From radon systems to HVAC, y'all are responsible for a ton of things. When do I call? What kind of an individual will call you for a home inspection? When and why?
All of them.
All of them.
All people. Well, if you own a house or want to own a house.
Well, there you go.
The primary set of people who have home inspections are generally people who are buying houses. In the real estate paperwork, if you don't have a home inspection, they make you sign a big written out piece of paper saying, I chose not to have a home inspection.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. It's gotten to the point where it's highly recommended.
Okay. And I agree with that. I completely agree with that.
It is.
Is there ever a time when a seller calls you and says, would you do a home inspection on my house before? And does that hold up for the buyer?
That's a great question. A home inspection is only for the person who gets it done or who pays for it. So that is it. Most home inspection paperwork says that, you know, this is for Dawn. This is only for Dawn's use and it's not for third party use.
Ah.
I highly recommend, even if there has been a pre-inspection or pre-sale inspection, that you still get your own done, because a home inspection is a snapshot in time.
Hmm.
There, you know, one of the things is, what if your water heater goes out between now and the time that it's inspected again? Well, when I looked at it, it was working.
Right.
And there's no way we can look into the future, otherwise we would be doing more than home inspections. So
and so it's done typically just before you close, or just before, right after you make an offer?
Right after you make an offer. A lot of times you will have an inspection period.
Contingency?
Yes, built in.
Okay.
And that's totally up to you guys to negotiate how long that is. And back to your earlier question, having a pre-listing inspection is a wonderful idea, because what that allows you to do is go in knowing that there are some defects and allows you to go ahead and fix it before, you know, when you negotiate that contract, you've got your sales price and it's all contingent upon the inspection, and all of a sudden you walk in and go, your HVAC system isn't working, your roof's leaking, and this, that, and the other. And what the pre-sale or pre-listing inspection allows you to do is go ahead and address any of those issues.
Especially the big issues, if there are any, and those you're not aware of.
Exactly. And those are the ones you really want to be aware of. Mm-hmm. Every set of eyes is going to see things differently. Mm-hmm. Everybody's opinion is going to be a little bit different.
Okay.
So I don't ever expect two inspectors to have the same report. At the same time, what you're really looking for is the larger defects, the ones that can really affect your pocketbook when you go to sell your house that you don't know about.
Okay, so when I get a home inspection, do you warrant the inspection? How do you deal with this?
A home inspection is not a warranty. It's really just an informative report at the time of the inspection.
Okay.
However, I do recommend you get a home warranty.
Okay. So you do recommend that.
That's not something we provide. That's right. A whole nother service.
Right.
But yes, a home warranty is a wonderful thing to have. There is a wonderful rep out there that back when I was a realtor used to, I would only do business with her because I looked at her company's information versus everybody else. And she has actually used her own home warranty several times on her house. So
awesome.
When the rep's using it, you know, it's a good thing. So,
so as a home inspector, you guys have an exhaustive list that you have to look at. What are you looking for?
Okay. There are several main systems that we look for. And then everything else kind of trickles down from there. I will tell you my standard operating procedure, I guess, for lack of better things. I walk in, the first thing I do is turn on your dishwasher.
The plumbing.
Because absolutely. you want to charge that plumbing system. You want to get it good and wet, like we were talking about earlier, to see if there are any leaks.
Mm-hmm.
The dishwasher is one of the things that takes the longest. You have to run that through a full normal cycle.
Oh, so you do run a full cycle.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, that's one of the things that's on the list.
Okay.
We test all the plumbing, all the electrical in the kitchens, bathrooms. After that, I move on to the other interior areas. You check for a lot of windows, doors.
You check every outlet?
You test a representative number of outlets.
Okay. Yeah, that could be a lot.
Well, and I do. If I can reach it, I do. I'm not going to move your bed to test an outlet because that sets me up for liability purposes, and I don't want to move people's personal property. I want to respect what they have in the house.
Sure.
But yes, we do test a representative number of windows, doors, and if it's accessible, I test it.
Okay.
I just find it's better that way. I would much rather my clients know than guess that, oh,
so you
four
test the GFCIs.
Yes, and that's one of the things, going back to earlier, we're talking about codes.
Yes.
And that's why we don't inspect to code. We inspect to function and safety. Because if you do have a 1940s house that has never been updated, I am going to recommend that there be a GFCI outlet within 6 feet of a water source because,
absolutely,
you know, electrocution is frowned upon. So,
yeah. All right, so when you get there, you're going to check the electrical, the plumbing, the lights, the doors, the mm-hmm. windows.
The roofs. The attics.
Do you actually get on the roof?
If it's accessible, I can get on it.
Okay.
I have stopped being as brave as I used to be,
send your niece up there to take
care. No. I personally get on roofs. I know a lot of guys that don't. If I can walk it, I'm going to get on it.
Okay.
And because I just like to physically see it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot to see up there beyond just looking at it from the ground.
There are. You know, and there's some real common defects you find on roofs.
Such as?
One of them is exposed nail heads, which doesn't sound like a lot.
Oh, no, it's a problem.
It is, because what'll happen is it'll be great for years, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, that nail that has expanded and contracted over the years has a little bit of area where water starts to drip through,
mm-hmm.
and then that little drip starts to drip down, and water tears stuff up, and that's a big thing. Another thing that I have seen a lot lately is architectural shingles being installed in a pattern called racking, mm-hmm. which is acceptable for three-tab shingles.
Right.
It voids an installation warranty on most architectural shingles manufacturers.
Man, I'm glad you said that. I am so glad you said that. It's so hard to explain this to a client when we are standing on the ground and my roofer, who is amazing, says that wasn't even installed right. And mm-hmm. the client's thinking, well, it isn't leaking. Oh, well, it will.
That is the worst assumption to make. Mm-hmm. I had a realtor a while back called me and said, hey, could you come check out this roof on your way home? And I did, and said during the hailstorm back in 2011, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Well, they gave her a check, but it wasn't leaking, so she didn't use it. And I got up there, and it looked like somebody had taken a shotgun to that roof.
Yes.
And that was her whole thing, was it's not leaking.
I said,
well, it's going to.
It's going to. That's right. Because you have no life left on that roof.
No.
After that hailstorm, if you got hit with it full bore, wow.
I have seen less fiberglass on boats than I had seen on that roof.
Whoa. Okay, so you got to have, speaking of new home inspections, you have to have the utilities on.
Yes,
to do a home inspection.
That's huge.
Huge.
And a lot of times people, if the house is vacant, they'll kind of ignore that. We as home inspectors, I know there's some guys that will do it. We are taught never to turn on. And it, in fact, in standards and practices, according to the state of Tennessee, we're not.
Oh, you shouldn't be powering up a house that's not powered up.
No, we should not.
No.
And
or turning on water that isn't on. There might be a reason.
Well, that's a great point. That's I had a house one time that we went in, and I used to not think anything about it. And the realtor's like, oh, I'll turn the water on. And as soon as he did, water started pouring from one of the light fixtures in the kitchen. And I'm sitting there going,
this is like the Three Stooges.
Oh, it was hilarious. I'm glad that I didn't do it. So, and at that point, I really started listening to the wisdom of the guys that had come before me that said, do not turn those on.
Oh, my gosh. It just reminded me of have you ever heard of the Three Stooges?
Oh, yeah.
They have a show that the water's coming out of everything it's not supposed to be. And it's just that, I'm sorry, that's just too funny. Gary's on the line. He's got a quick question for us. Good morning, Gary. Welcome to Around the House.
Thank you. How are you all this morning?
Good. I think I got a case of the sillies right now.
there you go.
What can I do for you?
Your home inspector just talked about racking.
Yes.
What is racking on a roof?
That racking is the best visual description I could probably get you to think of is the shingles, if you put them edge to edge, kind of look like a zipper down the roof. If you could tell where each one of them ended, they just go back and forth. And the proper installation for an architectural shingle, generally it's 4 to 5 rows from bottom to top, and they'll kind of make a stair step pattern and for 4 or 5 rows and then repeat themselves. So racking is where they just go back and forth, back and forth. Sometimes it's 6 inches, sometimes it's 12 inches, but literally just...
It's every other instead of every four.
Exactly. Yes. You can look at the seam and there's a seam at every other row going up the roof.
Okey-doke.
Okay, does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. That's a great question. Great question. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We've got more coming up with the brass tacks, home inspection services, and the sillies when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Shoney's is open Thanksgiving Day, offering a traditional Thanksgiving fresh food bar starting at 11 a.m. and is available until 10 p.m. Your neighborhood family restaurant is preparing the fresh food bar with all your Thanksgiving favorites. Tender, slow-roasted turkey and dressing, baked ham with pineapple topping, fried chicken, shrimp, and country fried steak, along with all the fixins, of course. Mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet potatoes with pecan topping, cream corn, pinto beans, and oh, so much more. You'll also find Shoney's soup, salad, and fruit bar overflowing with fresh choices. Oh, and enjoy a fresh slice of pumpkin pie or pumpkin spice cake with each adult fresh food bar. Shoney's is the perfect place to bring your family and friends together this Thanksgiving. Remember, Shoney's is open all day on Thanksgiving, including Shoney's famous breakfast bar from 6 a.m. till 11 a.m. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family from Shoney's.
Hi, I'm Andrew Scruggs, owner of Always Best Care. I have personally dealt with the struggles of taking care of a loved one who could no longer take care of themselves. Living here all my life, I had no idea where to turn. This is why I started Always Best Care. If your loved one is in need of in-home care or considering assisted living, please allow me to assist you in navigating this process. Call me for a free consultation at 259-7770. Always Best Care. It's as easy as ABC.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that? Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to masterconstructionalliance.com.
Temperatures will continue to fall throughout the afternoon. For the afternoon, we're looking for those temperatures to be from 45 to 48 degrees. Scattered clouds will be around, and it will be breezy with west-northwesterly winds at 5 to 15. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, a low temperature of 29. Bundle up if you head out. From the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Ethan Hotchkiss, Certified Professional Inspector. Brass Tacks Inspection Services is the name of his company. Gosh, a very devoted young man and just really has done this for many years and is really, really excellent. We'll tell you his little nickname when we get back to that. But first, we're going to talk about some of the things that are common defects that you see every day. We talked about some of them, the GFCIs,
mm-hmm.
the ground fault circuit interrupters, which
right.
is GFCI. That's what you have in your kitchens and your bathrooms.
The little pushy button outlets.
The little pushy buttons, that's right. And I got one that pops in my garage all the time, and I cannot for the life of me figure out why.
Well, let me tell you this. Those things become obsolete.
But I never use this thing.
You may want to try to replace it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. See, something really simple, and it doesn't hurt anything. It's just every time I want to use it, I have to reset it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Which tells you something. Well, let me make this recommendation. A lot of people have them in their garages. If you have an extra refrigerator in your garage,
this is good.
Please have an electrician install a dedicated circuit that is not on a GFCI outlet.
Amen.
Because if that thing trips and you don't use that refrigerator every day, it's going to be a rude awakening when you open that door after that circuit has tripped.
Or all of a sudden there's going to be a really bad odor in your garage.
Yeah,
that's happened to me. It was terrible. And it wasn't because a GFCI tripped. It was because a daughter unplugged it, didn't realize what was, oh my gosh. Anyway, you're right though. A separate unit, a separate circuit, or a separate plug off of a circuit that isn't being fully used.
Yes.
Just a separate circuit that's not on a GFCI outlet is really important for that refrigerator.
And that brings me to one other real quick point. When you're talking to your home inspector and they get into inspector speak, don't just nod your head. Sit there and say, if you don't know what a dedicated circuit is, ask them.
Well, okay, so for the listener,
yes.
What is a dedicated circuit?
A dedicated circuit is an electrical circuit. It's dedicated solely to the use for that item. So a lot of times you'll see them, your microwave above your stove should be a dedicated circuit. The refrigerator in the garage should be a dedicated circuit. So
refrigerator in the house should be a dedicated circuit.
Yes, it should. So it's one outlet that is solely designed to power that one unit.
And that's really important.
It is.
No GFCIs, no refrigerators on GFIs.
Correct.
Period.
Yes.
Good idea. All right. The other thing you look for is TPR valve tubes. What is that?
Yes. The temperature and pressure relief valve. It's probably one of the most common things that I find wrong with water heaters. You'll see a little valve on the side of it that it's recommended that it be tested once a year, and they don't have a tube on it. You should have a tube that goes from that valve down to within 6 to 8 inches of the floor. Because what happens is, when that water heater backs up, a lot of times there's no expansion tank on most water heaters.
You don't have to have.
You don't. A lot of people are installing them now, but you don't have to have them. But what happens is that water doesn't have anywhere to go. Hot water expands. So it'll start dripping out of there. And if there is ever a failure in that tank to where that water has to relieve, or the pressure has to be relieved.
The steam.
The steam. You want that reaction happening at your feet, not at your face. Because what happens is water in a tank is superheated.
Yes. Steam will fry you.
It will. And there is no steam in that atmosphere of the water tank. But when it comes into our atmosphere, every cubic inch of water turns into a cubic foot of steam.
Whoa.
So that can be a really violent reaction. It's kind of like
a small bomb going off.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, that's terrible.
And don't ever, ever, ever block those things off. I have a picture that I had to send. If there's a major safety issue, I'm required to notify either the person that lives there or the realtor. One of the first ones I ever had to notify one. And it was hilarious because there was a sticker, literally 2 inches. I took a picture of the whole thing, and there was a pipe nipple with a cap on the bottom of it, which is, it's just a short section of pipe screwed into that. And what had happened was that pressure release valve had been dripping.
So the guy did it, and there's a sticker
2 inches from it says, "Do not block this valve. It is dangerous and possibly deadly."
I
called him, and the realtor said, "Well, is that big a deal?" I said, "Why don't you go on YouTube and look up the Mythbusters where they blew a hot water heater through a two-story building?" And theirs was electric. This was gas, which made it even more dangerous. So that's one of those things. You know, it's a $5, $10 fix, but it's also an important thing, and it's a real common thing to see.
And don't put a cap on the end of that tube.
Never, ever.
If it's dripping, there's a reason. It's releasing pressure. Releasing pressure. Okay, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls about home inspections with Brass Tacks Inspection Services. The next thing that I want to talk about is PRVs, pressure relief valves.
Yes.
That are on the whole house water system, not on the tank itself.
Right.
They do go bad. They do get too old. I had mine replaced after 17 years. I had a commode that started to run for no reason. I was never, it was my guest bath. Didn't use it very much, you know. And all of a sudden I'm hearing this I thought, what is that? So I looked it up on the internet, and it said that you could have a bad pressure PRV valve.
Yes.
And that's exactly what it was. As soon as we fixed that, the commode stopped running. So it is a sign. But how do you tell if that valve is working properly? How do you tell?
What I do, I personally, I don't inspect the valve itself. What I do is test the water pressure. I test it a couple different ways. Sometimes I test it with a gauge that I'll screw onto one of the fixtures. Other times, depending on how big the house is, I'll do a functional water test, which means what I'll do is turn two or three of the fixtures on and see how the water reacts. Wait, if you flush a toilet and turn the sink on and your shower dies down to nothing, there's an issue there.
Not enough pressure.
Yeah, not enough pressure or too much pressure.
Or too much, which is worse.
Yes, too much pressure can destroy fixtures. It can make the seals go bad. There are a lot of issues that people can have with those. And if you want to test it yourself, I think Rainbird sells a gauge at Lowe's, cost about $10. Screw it onto your hose bib outside the house
And
just test it. A lot of things recommend about 80 pounds per PSI. Square inch. Mm-hmm. I generally recommend between 80 and 100. Once you get over 100, that's when seals start to go bad.
So if it's over 100, mm-hmm. you probably have a problem, or you don't have one at all.
That, or it's just adjusted wrong. And it's a really easy thing to adjust. Okay. And it's, if you're looking for it, the best thing to do is go to where the water supply enters the house, and it's the bell-shaped thing.
Yes, well put.
And there's just a little screw on that can be tightened or loosened.
Okay, so this is getting a little bit in the weeds, but mm-hmm. I know that if I'm very close to the supply from the city, mm-hmm. as opposed to the end of the line,
yes,
there are going to be different natural pressures that have to be controlled.
There
if
are.
You're on the end and they take the water down and then they bring it back up, mm-hmm. you can easily have a surge.
Yes.
And if you have a surge, it can blow out your valve.
It can.
And all of a sudden now you got a problem with two or three faucets and you don't know what happened. So if something like that happens, don't be afraid to contact the town that where you are and ask them, you know, gee, my water was out for a while. Now you turn it back on, and now I've got problems with two or three faucets. It may be something that they'll take care of.
Yeah.
Or at least it's worth talking to them.
Yeah, you had just have to talk to them. That's kind of a little above my pay grade.
Okay. The other thing, and I want to get to this, is handrails, spindles on staircases, things
yes.
like that.
So we're talking about decks, or are we talking about inside?
Well, we're talking about both.
A little bit, okay.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Handrails are something that over the years have kind of evolved. The number one thing is spindle placement.
Yes.
Now, the spindles should not have an opening of more than 4 inches. Mm-hmm. And I actually found out the reason for that. Do you have any idea why that is?
Well, I assume it's a child's head.
It's not their head, it's their body. Because it used to be the standard was 6 inches, because a kid's head isn't going to go through 6 inches. But what they found is a kid can wiggle their body through, and they'd get their head trapped on the other side.
Oh, my gosh.
So
the thought of that is horrible.
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that's how that's come around.
Okay.
And when the spacing is more than 4 inches apart, that's when you want to have something fixed on it.
And again, we're back to pre-code, mm-hmm. you know, the code condition when it was built. Because I
yes.
just changed the whole stairwell in this home that I was talking about earlier that we just completely renovated. And I told them that the spindles were going to look different in the new one. And they kind of looked at me and I said, they're going to be a little closer together.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of looked at me and I said, it's okay. I said, we have to bring this up to code. Mm-hmm. And you had them an older home and it was 6 inches apart. And now they have to be 4.
Right.
And they look great. But they were panicked when I said that, because everybody thinks you're going to build a wall now.
Right.
And you're not. So let's talk about decks.
Okay.
When we come back.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. 656-8255. 656-8255. The Inspector song is on. We're going to return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Better Business Bureau's A-plus rating. That's what Fountain City Finance gets. Fountain City Finance, a full-service mortgage company. Compare rates. Don't take the first quote. Shop around. You can save hundreds of dollars a month, thousands over the life of your loan. Fountain City Finance, well, look here. Call them. 687-8200. Quick two-minute loan app. FountainCityFinance.com, or just call 687-8200. I trust them. You can trust them. Fountain City Finance.
NMLS number 607-7065 and 133-884.
It's real estate time in Tennessee. The local market's hot, so if you're thinking of selling, go the full 100 yards. Get the most with Ryan Coleman. Jeff Jarnigan here. My friend Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty is the right play to buy or sell. With 17 years experience and over 1,000 homes sold, Ryan is the name I trust. He works directly with all his clients. He won't hand you off to another agent, so you'll get to know him as a friend while getting top dollar for your home. And get this. If your home oddly doesn't sell, Ryan will buy it. So it's guaranteed to sell. To find out how to make your home a hot property, call Ryan today. 693-SOLD. Hometown Realties, where home, family, and East Tennessee values matter. And Ryan has that winning drive to get you home in the sold zone. To list or buy, aim high, call Ryan Coleman. 693-SOLD. That's 693-7653. Or go online, ryancoleman.org.
Equal housing opportunity. Certain restrictions apply. Separate contract and inspection appraisal apply.
Hello again. This is Matt White with White's Marble Works. This holiday season, consider a gift that your entire family can enjoy this year and for many years to come. Let us help give your family a beautiful kitchen with our custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. With hundreds of colors and styles to choose from, we can give you something you'll be proud to show off this holiday season. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us on the web at whitesmarbleworks.com and let us help get your home ready for the holidays. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
When you gotta go,
you've gotta go.
We've got you covered
with a News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Ethan Hotchkiss is in the house. He's a certified professional inspector and the owner of Brass Tacks Inspection Services. You can reach him at 315-8225, 315-8225, or by going to brasstacksinspectionservices.com. Brass Tacks, T-A-C-K-S, inspectionservices.com. Or you can go to inspectknoxville.com.
Yes, that's
this is new.
It is new.
It's
a lot easier to type out. And as chance would have it, as I was trying to make sure everything was working this morning, my internet went out. So that will be working by the end of the day.
So, okay, by the end of the day, it's inspectknoxville.com. I like that. All right, I'm glad to have you here. We've talked about a lot of things, but I want to talk about decks. Because decks has to be your number one source of issues.
It's got to be close. Well, like we were talking about over the break, a lot of times decks are afterthoughts. Decks are just something, just slap it on there. We've got the house built. Not for everybody, but a lot of times it is. Mm-hmm. And there are so many issues with decks. I almost want to write an article going or title it, "Your Deck is Built Wrong." So.
and hence your nickname.
The Deck Nazi.
I love it. Okay, let's talk about the things that you see on decks or don't see on decks.
Okay. The number one thing I see on decks is the ledger board, the board that attaches the deck to the house, mm-hmm. is improperly attached.
Oh, you're singing my song.
There are a few issues with that. One, there is actually a bolt pattern that it should be bolted.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. The way it should be bolted is in a zigzag pattern, mm-hmm. at least 2 inches to the top or the bottom of the board.
Mm-hmm.
And the width kind of varies. Generally, I look for every 16 to 18 inches. And then the ends of the boards should have 2 bolts in them. It shouldn't be bolted directly to brick. A lot of times you'll have a ledger board that's bolted,
yes.
to a brick, and people don't understand that's not a structural,
yeah.
thing.
And say that one more time. Brick is not
structural.
Thank you.
Brick is a facade.
Yes.
And it is not
veneer.
Meant to bear weight.
Yes, exactly.
And
it will not hold the deck.
It will not. And it can pull out. There can be a lot of issues with that. So that's...
Deck attachments are huge here. It is a huge issue. Didn't you just say you had an inspection that the deck was attached through the vinyl?
Yes, that's there should, going back to the siding issue, there should really not be a facade between the structural component of the house,
mm-hmm.
the rim joist, and the deck ledger board.
Mm-hmm.
Even if people say it's okay, guess what? That vinyl siding was not approved to be sandwiched between two structural members. And one of the big issues you'll see with that is a lot of times when that's done, there's supposed to be a piece of flashing from under the siding to over top of that ledger board, because mm-hmm. what'll happen is your deck will get rained on, your deck will get hose pipe, any way water gets on there, it'll seep down in between those two structural members. Mm-hmm. And being as there's no airflow, there's no way for it to dry out. And I just did an inspection about 2 weeks ago. The rim joist inside the house when I was in the crawl space was completely rotted out. Uh-huh. And I was in there and I said, I know exactly where this is. That deck was kind of a double whammy. It was improperly attached, and it was also attached at the height of the back door. Whenever it's even with the back door instead of lowered an inch or two, mm-hmm. you kind of have a little more issues, because that water will shed under that back door and rot out your subfloor as well.
Yes.
So, that's one of the biggest issues I see, is non-flashing, improper attachment, and rotten members right there. And that's kind of a big issue, I guess, with
decks. And I want to emphasize, because I looked at a deck recently and the gentleman said, oh, don't worry about that. And I won't work on it.
Yeah.
I won't. Because really what you're asking that deck to do, what you're asking the bolts to do, mm-hmm. is hold up for a span of probably 4 inches, 3 to 4 inches, before hopefully it gets to anything solid behind it.
Yes.
So that deck is actually hanging on the bolts.
Right.
It's not fastened to the house.
No, it's not.
In any way. It really isn't. Even if it goes into a structural membrane, it is still not attached properly, and the weight of that deck is on those bolts.
It is.
Because brick is not structural. Vinyl is not structural. The other thing I see all the time when I look at decks is the ledger board, that the flashing will come down and it will go out. But if there's a double ledger, mm-hmm. for some reason, it isn't over both of them.
Are
out far enough that it runs back in.
You're right. And I don't understand that.
Oh my gosh. I'm thinking, why? Why do we flash?
I quit asking why a long time ago and just started writing it down.
Talk about staircases real fast outside, because that's an issue.
Staircases. Improper attachment. If you don't have the underside, if the bottom side of your stringer, which is the little ziggy zaggy thing that the steps are on,
ziggy zaggy thing,
is not attached at the bottom, then you lose all structural integrity of the,
right, because they're just gonna,
well, they are
flop.
They're gonna flop. They're going to worse split.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you don't want to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of improper stair attachments. And
not enough structure in a very long run.
Exactly.
Not enough support, middle support. If you don't have a landing and you have a long staircase, you need a middle support.
And people take liberty at the spacing of it.
Oh.
You know, this staircase 5 feet wide, I just need two ends in the center. And that's just not right.
All right. So if you have questions about what is right, we have a home inspector whose nickname is the Deck Nazi. Let me introduce you to him. Now you can call Ethan Hotchkiss, a certified professional inspector, at 315-8225, 315-8225, or go to inspectknoxville.com. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Ethan.
Thank you for listening. If you want to catch the podcast, it's newstalk987.com. Go to weekend shows, click on Around the House, and scroll down a little bit. You can catch up with us there. Have a great week. Go Vols. Kickoff is at 3:30, televised on CBS. We'll be back next week with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
So,
You've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 987 mobile app. Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Howell and Yarbrough, Rush, Hal and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule. Making you and your phone smarter every day. Download the News Talk 987 mobile app. News Talk 987 WOKI.
Thinking of a gift for the entire family? Games and Things has great deals on all in-stock and special order pool tables. With holiday movies and bowl games coming up, be sure to check out the largest selection of theater seating in the area. For those last-minute gifts, see Games and Things for cue and case combos, darts and dartboards, poker chip sets, table tennis, foosball, and air hockey tables. Or if you can't decide, get a Games and Things gift card. It's your holiday destination, Kingston Pike at Lovell Road, Games and Things.
'Cause life should be fun, fun, fun.
I want to talk about Kimball's, the Kimball's box. There were some gifts that I received in my life. When I saw the box, I knew it was going to be super special. That's the Kimball's effect. Holiday season is right around the corner, and you're buying a special gift. When they see that it's from Kimball's, it's a wrap. Kimball's has Rolex. They've got probably the biggest selection of David Yurman that I've seen anywhere. That includes Atlanta. They've got the new designs from Vincent Peach that mixes diamonds and gold and silver and leather and pearls in a very unique way, with items starting at $20 for stocking stuffer all the way up to, you know, that kind of heirloom quality gift. Mikimoto pearls, hearts on fire diamonds, Roberto coin. You get the point. They've got the best of the best stuff, and the showroom is just spectacular. I say go to Kimball's and take a look around and start to build that wish list. You're going to find some great stuff. At Kimball's, Bearden Hill, Kingston Pike, right across from Bravo. Tell them Halloran sent you.
Listen to News Talk 98.7 WOKI and Dayton's Pest Control salute established businesses in this area. Businesses that have weathered some tough times, that we can depend on, that have grown to employ more people. We at News Talk 98.7 and the folks at Dayton's Pest Control are proud to be working and living in such a great area. We invite you to support our local businesses so our economy and standard of living continues to grow. WOKI and Dayton's salute local business.